Few voters support transgender medical procedures for children. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 31, 2023. Very few voters believe that children should be allowed to get transgender-related medical procedures, even if the kids have permission from their parents. A Center Square Voters Voice poll found that 58% of respondents are against medical interventions, such as trans-related surgery or puberty blockers for children under the age of 18 years old. Additionally, the survey found that only 10% of respondents said children should have the ability to undergo such interventions if they want to, and another 21% said children should only be able to undergo interventions if they are granted parental permission. The poll, which was conducted by Noble Predictive Insights and surveyed 2,500 registered voters across the United States, also found that 62% of men and 54% of women are against transgender surgery or puberty blockers for children. What's surprising, for how much you hear about it, how much it is in your face, you look at the public opinion data and there's definitely not a majority who are in support of this, Mike Noble, founder and CEO of Noble Predictive Insights, said. 6 in 10 are saying, that's a non-starter, Noble pointed out. Notably, respondents who supported trans-related surgery or puberty blockers for children were voters who identified themselves as a strong Democrat. Among that voting bloc, 22% said children should be allowed to undergo such interventions, with another 40% saying children should only be allowed with parental permission. Meanwhile, just 23% of strong Democrats were against the interventions, and another 15% said they were unsure. When it came to respondents who had children of their own, 64% said minors should not be getting trans-related medical procedures, with 40% of them saying children should be allowed, and 25% of that group saying a child should be given parental approval in order to do such a thing. The people who were the least on board were people who had children under the age 18, Noble said. The ones who are the most supportive are the ones who never had children. The concept of transgenderism has become a major issue in society, and has especially plagued America's youth. Meanwhile, schools have not been helpful in the matter. As Breitbart News reported, more than 1,000 school districts across the U.S. have policies openly stating that district personnel can or should keep students' transgender status hidden from their parents. A recent study also strongly suggests that social contagion is a factor in teenagers and young adults identifying as transgender. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.